We're going to do Song in Seconds in about 10 minutes' time. Before that, I want to introduce you to a guy called Paul Griffin. He is a local independent filmmaker. Normally works with kind of creative agencies. So he normally works on commissions and people will come to him and say, oh, can you help us make this? Or, you know, like either music videos or ads and things like that. Well, he's made his own film. Independent, over for the very first time ever. And I spoke to him a little bit earlier and I asked him, what was the new film about?
I made a film about my granddad, Francis B. Griffin.
How did that come about? What, where did the idea come from? Can you remember that moment?
Well, it's something I've been meaning to do for years. I've been sort of recording him on my phone using the memo thing on your iPhone for years, just to sort of study the family tree and keep his, you know, try and keep some of his voice alive and stuff, you know, to save for posterity. And I've been making videos and films for years and years. And I just thought, well, I asked him if he was up for it and said, why don't we film it instead, and we'll sit you in your garage and we'll make a little film about you. And he said, yeah, that was it. So it was just a way of capturing his story, really, in a different way.
How old was he when you did the filming?
He was 92, I think. We lose track. He loses track easier than me, in all honesty. I think he's 93 now, and we shot it when he was 92.
What was it about him that made you think that people need to hear this story?
The film, really, I put the film together for the family, really, because I'd been spending a lot of time with my granddad talking, and I thought that the family should share this, really. And, you know, when you have a one-to-one conversation, people are a bit more candid and people share a little bit more. And I just thought that the family need to see this. And then, you know, it was the family that kind of encouraged me to sort of get it out there and share it with the rest of the world, because it sort of resonates with a wider audience than just the family, you know, because it's a universal story of love and life, you know.
Absolutely, and he seems a very, he's that kind of life affirming nature of it, which a lot of people seem to connect with. How did it get to the festivals then? Because I know obviously your family is saying, listen, more people need to see this. Whose idea was it to put it in to the festivals?
Well, I think generally the family and friends and things were quite surprised at how good it was, and I do this for a living.
that must be a bit of a kick when they go, well, hey, you know, you're quite good at this filmmaking.
Exactly. Well, I think they didn't expect a film about my granddad or their dad, which, because he had 9 kids that my aunties and uncles sort of all watched.
Nine.
Yeah.
Did he have no electricity? What's the matter with him? Not have a television.
Yeah, they had televisions as well, because he sold televisions and rented them.
My goodness.
So, yeah, he's 9 kids, and they all kind of looked at the film and were surprised how great he was on camera. And also, I don't think that over the years he shared quite as much with his own kids. And I think that we bridged a bit of a gap in the family, in that I've always had a curiosity about my granddad's life. And I remember talking to him when I was very, very young about him being in the Navy and World War II. And he'd spoke very little about that to his kids, because that was the kind of thing that happened over those years.
Yeah.
And I think that bridging that gap helped. I brought it to the family basically by bridging that gap a little bit. But as you say about the first entering it into the festivals,
yeah.
I think once they'd seen it and they were surprised how good it was, they kind of said, well, you know, more people should see this. And then I've never done any independent film before. This was the first thing I've made off my own back with my own money and with my own time. And I thought, well, okay, well, it can't just sit on a shelf and let people, you know, let it gather dust. I've got to try and look for ways to share it. So using social media to start with, and I think ancestry.co.uk featured it in their blog as well, because it had a resonance with family tree making and things like that. And it just went from there, where I kind of needed to look for other platforms. And this is the first time I've entered a film into a film festival as well.
What did Francis make of it all? What did he?
Well, I think the first time he watched it on my laptop in his living room, he was a little bit tearful watching it because I don't think he'd realised quite how much he'd said. You know, because you go into, we did an, the film was actually made up of the original interview was 2 hours long with him, 2 hours, 10 minutes, I think, and I had to get that down to 10 minutes. So it took me a long time to do that. And then when he sat there and watched, I suppose, the crystallised moments, the very best moments of his 2 hour interview,
yeah,
I don't think he could believe how much he'd said and how well it was sort of strung together to make a nice piece, you know. And he was over the moon at the award. He said, "Well, I never."
Yeah, to be fair, that's a very granddad kind of over exuberance.
Well, I never.
Exactly. Well, I never. Yeah. What a top bloke. Paul Griffin spoke to him yesterday and, made this film about his granddad. We've just posted the link on Twitter. You can follow me at BBCWM it's on there as well. It's just, it's a 10-minute, as he says, it's a 10-minute film. But it really is. It's an absolutely lovely, lovely piece.